Suspended between hope and dread, families and friends of hostages who have waited nearly 2 years for their loved ones to come home are not celebrating yet.
We have lived through Hamas lies before. We cannot let another deal collapse.
Many Israelis worry the danger lies within. Right-wing members of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ruling coalition, Ben Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich, have threatened to collapse his government if Hamas still exists after the hostages are released.
And we know that the closer we get, the more Ben Gvir, Smotrich and Netanyahu will do everything to sabotage our chance to embrace our loved ones.
The terms of the proposed deal take the right-wing dream of annexing Gaza off the table and demand a staged Israeli withdrawal from the territory. Hamas has agreed to release all the hostages in exchange for prisoners and surrender governing power in Gaza. But it is the things left unsaid that could upend a deal. Hamas has made no mention of disarmament, a key Israeli demand. Palestinians are just as desperate for a ceasefire. President Trump had ordered Israel to stop bombing Gaza after Hamas's response. But not all the guns went silent.
And there'll be a lot of pressure on both Israel and Hamas when negotiations around logistics for a hostage prisoner swap begin in Cairo tomorrow.